when we ask Hashem to bless us as we walk away from our Amidah, we don't just say Sim Shalom. We said Shalom is so much more than a peace which is the absence of war. Shalom is Shleimus, it's completeness. It's completeness on a personal level, certainly on a national and global level. But we ask for Tova. Tova is goodness. Because there are certain things in life that we want and we desire, and they're exciting and they're enticing. But they are not necessarily inherently and intrinsically good for us. They're unhealthy for us. They don't energize us, they don't give us strength, yet we desire them anyway. So we ask Hashem, please only give us the things that are good for us. Things that are inherently intrinsically good. Things that will ultimately benefit for us. That's the moral explains in the Suva Seilah. The Sasemes in Parshas Pekudei saying this word Tova. So Hashem. It's a Gemara. Look, Tova is Hashem. Hashem is Tov, he's good, he's mative. He's not only good, he does good. And he gives all the goodness to his creations. But if the person receiving Hashem's goodness is not someone that is trustworthy, that is worthy of it, they can actually forget that Hashem is the source of all of that goodness. And therefore, when they receive that goodness and that benefit, that bounty from Hashem, they're actually doing an Avera. Because they're forgetting Hashem. They're forgetting the source of all that goodness. And Hashem, everything he does is truth, is just. And he wants us to have the ultimate goodness. And that we shouldn't come lidei chet to a sin as a result of the goodness that he gives us. When we talk about Tova, goodness, we're connecting ourselves to the Jewish people. They're davak to Hashem, they're attached to Hashem, be'emuna. And through that receiving of Hashem's goodness, we're connecting back to Hashem, to the source of it all. And therefore we can receive that goodness. So essentially what we're saying is a request, Hashem, make us worthy of receiving your goodness. Of course, Hashem gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. But it's almost as if you need to have a kli, a vessel, a utensil, that's able to receive that goodness. Because if it's not able to receive the goodness, then Hashem shouldn't be able to give it to us, as it were. Because it's actually not going to be good for us. Because good for us is not just the physical benefits that it will accrue to us in this world, but also spiritually what it will do to us. And if it all has to link back, it all has to link back to Hashem. It has to lead to an increased and enhanced awareness of Him in our lives, of what He does for us and what He gives to us. Otherwise, He is doing us a disservice. And that wouldn't be good. So essentially, along with the Tova, comes God consciousness. Remember, Hashem's name is Shalom. So essentially, Hashem is giving of Himself. But we ask that He gives it in a way that is good for us, that we're able to receive it properly, we're able to use it properly, and ultimately, link it back to Him, so we are worthy vessels to receive His goodness.